You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
From smartphones and TVs to desktops, laptops, and tablets.
Every audio device in this hemisphere.
All you have to do is tell your smart device to play 55KRC, the talk station.
It's 8:05, coming up on 8:06 at 55KRC, the talk station. Brian Thomas right here, wishing a happy new year to State Representative Tom Brinkman, who's on the phone to talk about a very important issue. The House Supreme Court closing the polls or allowing the polls to stay closed, in spite of the fact that I think Tom and I both agree that governor and his administration here in the state of Ohio didn't have the authority to close the polls during the primary. Mr. Brinkman, happy new year. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
For some reason, this reminds me of the situation that unfolded in Pennsylvania. You got a bit of a rogue Supreme Court there, ignoring the written law. State legislative branch responsible for the voting laws. The voting laws very clearly stated that they couldn't expand them unless the, of course, Congress or legislative branch voted to expand them, the voting times, mail-in ballots, et cetera. You go straight to the Supreme Court on an open and shut case. No, you can't do this without a legislative action. And they say, no. In this particular case, you went to court asking why the Supreme Court, asking to explain why they ruled against keeping the polls open. You pointed out that they just issued this midnight opinion. They didn't provide any explanation, which flies in the and I understand that. But they threw that case out when you asked specifically for an explanation based upon a 1912 amendment to the Ohio Constitution. There's the law. Supreme Court, you're obligated to give us an explanation. They say no. What's your recourse here, Tom? And talk about the conflict of interest as well.
Well, certainly this is part of the Ohio Constitution. This isn't just some law or ordinance. This is in our Constitution that the Supreme Court must give an explanation of any of their decisions. And, of course, they being the highest court in the state, they're thumbing their nose at that request. And our only recourse is to go to the U.S. Supreme Court, which would have authority over them. It's unfortunate, and this isn't a partisan issue.
No.
The four people who made the decision, two were Republican, two were Democrat. All I'm asking is give us your explanation, because if we don't know that, what happens the next time?
Right. That's what they're supposed to be, guidance on the law. No.
Right.
Here's the reason why the governor was correct in allowing the polls to close or shutting them down. Here's the legal support for us. Sorry, I'm sorry we didn't explain it to you previously, but there's your answer. That's all they had to do. Something suggests to me, since they don't even want to provide that explanation, that they didn't have they don't have anything to hang their hat on, that there was no basis for it, that there was no legal support or authority for them to shut the polls down. But just by keeping quiet, they don't have to acknowledge that.
Exactly. And I think it's important to know that at the time they made this decision, there wasn't, and I don't know every county, but there wasn't a single case of the coronavirus in Claremont County. There was one in Hamilton County, and that was someone who traveled from New York and was visiting in Hamilton County. So we all could have gone to the poll that day, at least in those two counties, and not run into anybody who had this virus.
Want to interject the devil's advocacy argument, because we can still support your and my argument on this, even with the devil's advocacy. In March, of course, as the summer rolled on, we learned more and more about COVID, what it is, how it's transmitted. So we didn't know much. There weren't the mask edicts and 6-foot distancing thing, because it was pretty early on in the process, or maybe there was, but there wasn't mass testing back then. So the fact that there was only one person out there that tested for it and was positive doesn't mean there weren't thousands of them out there. So I'll make that argument, but I'll still go back to the fact that even after all of our expansion of our knowledge base and all we've learned about COVID, we're still allowed to go to the Target. We're still allowed to go to Kroger. We're still allowed to go to fill in the blank. They allow us to socially distance. You could have done that with the primary, right?
100% correct.
This is one of the most important events that happens during the year. I know we don't get a lot of people showing up at the primaries, but that's where the rubber meets the road. That's where you pick the candidate who's either going to be elected or not. So depriving us of the opportunity and kicking the can based upon the fear of COVID-19 just does not hold water. There's no law behind it. So what's the likelihood that the Supreme Court is actually going to hear this, Tom?
Well, that's the concern. They only take between 100 and 150 cases a year, and they have about 7,000 submitted to them. However, a lot of those are folks in jail saying their rights have been violated, and that's important, too. They have rights. But I'm hoping that they'll see that this case is important because we really have no recourse. When the highest court in the state says we're going to thumb our nose at the Constitution of the state, we really have nowhere else to go. And they certainly did pick up the Pennsylvania concern that the legislature there said about their court. But unfortunately, their decisions were 4-4. We couldn't get anything on those, but this will be 5-4 or whatever it is. At least we have all 9 of them there.
The justices, O'Connor, Fisher, Donnelly, and Stewart, who ruled on your original request, please provide an explanation. The Constitution requires it. They also ruled in not hearing this and saying, no, sucks to be you, Tom, and others. We're not going to provide you with an explanation. And that, to me, is a fundamental conflict of interest. Can they rule on a case that directly involves them?
That's my point exactly. And now some people would say, well, there's only 3 left. How do they rule? Well, they typically bring judges up from the Court of Appeals. We do have a new Supreme Court judge, Justice Bruner. So we could assemble 4 of them to make a decision without the 4 that had previously made the unexplained decision.
Okay. Now, I guess I'm just wondering, you know, the lawyer in me, that the wheels are spinning here trying to figure out, the first lawsuit, you asked them to provide the explanation, they said no. Is that correct? Or is it just a request that was sent over and they rejected the request out of hand, which then resulted in the lawsuit? I guess that's a point important to me because if the conflict of interest wasn't addressed in the first instance, then that's a new aspect of it. And then you go back, don't you go back to the lower courts and start all over again on that?
Well, I'm not a lawyer, so that's you'd have to ask my lawyer.
Okay. I apologize.
That's all right. Okay.
All right. Well, how long will it be before you figure out or you find out whether the Supreme Court's going to take this up?
I am not sure of that. I know they have to wade through a bunch of cases. I think they'll do it here sometime in the spring, and then they have their session, and then they come out with a lot of decisions in October. So it's going to be a while, but the wheels of justice grind slowly, but they do grind.
Well, in the aftermath of Pennsylvania and this, do you think there's any need for legislative action prior to this even being resolved? As you pointed out, this is something that's within the Ohio Constitution already. That's the highest legal authority we've got. Is there anything else that can be done?
Well, that's right. I mean, as a legislator, do I introduce a bill and pass it saying you have to make an explanation? Well, that's a law. We already have the Constitution saying that, and they're thumbing their nose at that. So, maybe the explanation is some of these folks have to come up for re-election, and maybe we remember that when they're at the polls.
Let us hope. Now, Representative Tom Brinkman, there's been these rumblings out there, and every single gun organization, legitimate and otherwise, has no idea where this claim that everybody's going to go to the state capitals in the United States over the weekend during the swearing in with their firearms as a display of I don't know what. But I think the optics on last Wednesday were so terrible. We could all agree on that. The optics on this are terrible. And the idea that you want to send armed citizens to state capitals for the purpose of demonstrating, that is a recipe for disaster. Do you care to chime in on that one way or another? Because I can't find a single human being, gun owner or not, that thinks that's a smart idea.
Well, I think you got a great point there. First of all, we have lots of people up at the Capitol all the time. The news media isn't around. Some are open carry. Some are protesting Black Lives Matters. So that goes is up there often. But yeah, you know, I don't understand why we want to turn up the volume, turn up the flame. It's time to calm down a little and get serious at, you know, I don't like what's going on, but I think there's another way to work within the system and get it corrected. But yeah, it seems like a recipe for disaster with how hot and inflamed passions are right at this point.
Actually, I think it looks more like a setup.
Well, you know, some people have said that. Don't show up because it is a setup. And that seems to be a little bit of what came out of the Capitol. I've talked to folks that were up there, and they said, hey, they were opening the doors and letting us in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I saw some videos of that, and I'm like, well, you know, but then again, it only takes a few bad apples who infiltrated the group, I guess.
Exactly. I and, you know, yeah. President Trump appealed to for no violence the other day, and he issued a statement on that, and I was happy to see that. But just because he says there shouldn't be any violence and that's not who we are doesn't mean that someone on the other side of the ledger who has a vested interest in having videos circulate about the violent protest that ensued in state capitals, they could be violence and start it, right?
Right.
They could be the ones throwing the brick. You have no control over that.
You know, they always say in many cases, no one knows who fired the first shot, you know, and maybe it's the one who wanted to start the problems who fired it, you know, not necessarily one side or the other, just a way to get people excited. And, you know, it's I'll be at home. That's what I'll be.
and I will, too.
Yeah.
State Representative Tom Brinkman, always a pleasure talking with you, and I look forward to doing so more throughout the year. Stay well.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good weekend.
You too. Coming up at 8:17, 55 KRCD Talk Station. Opportunity for me to comment on one of my favorite brands, automobiles out there, Infiniti, and especially those Infinities that are located in Infiniti.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.